Hello.
Hi, I hope the right number is looking for Leading Edge Composites.
This is Charlene Orney. How may I help you?
Hi, Charlene. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor at the Bank of Cardiff. You are working with Nick Chapman over here. I just wanted to reach out to you on your file. I'm not here to sell you a product, I promise. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
All right, can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Sure.
It's
I'm
85.
ready.
Are you? All right, cool. It's 858-866-9102. And I know my credit officer here, on our side did approve your file. I see all the notes from Nick. So I just wanted to go over kind of what you thought we offered and what we were trying to accomplish for you. Obviously, it sounds like there might have been a disconnect on our side. So can you tell me what you were looking for initially?
We're looking for some working capital funding.
Okay.
We have to work with a turnaround consultant per a forbearance agreement with our bank currently. And he has advised me that the bank will not release future receivables
Okay.
to be able to make something like this work.
Oh, so let me make sure I understand. So you were offered a loan by, I think, some of the notes that you also reached out to a company called Swift as well, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And so do you have a basically what's called a blanket lien with your bank?
Yes.
And is that due to a line of credit?
Yes.
Okay, and I don't want to come across as trite. It's not my intention.
No, that's
I'm
fine.
assuming that might be at the limit. Is that correct?
Yeah, what happened is our borrowing base is basically a covenant default. Our borrowing base is upside down because our largest customer, because of the oil and the oil prices dropping, their product has dropped. So, hence our product has dropped. So, it's been a domino effect here for us.
Okay, so it's kind of just a spiral, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay. And you run around 3 million to 3.5 million a year based on the bank statements, is that correct or no?
We were on track. Let's see. What's this year? Six. At the first quarter of 2015, before all this crap happened, we were on track for 10 million.
Okay.
Last year, we did 4.9.
Okay, and assuming you could get an approval that worked and that's a whole documentation set, what were you looking for in terms of funding, term length, and amount borrowed? What were you looking to accomplish?
A 250 minimum,
Okay.
and as long as possible.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see. Well, and you said there was an issue with your bank. So your bank is not willing to do what are they not willing to do or no? They're
I
not.
think it's the current and future receivables that would need to be relinquished to Cardiff.
Okay.
They're not willing to do that. At least that's what our turnaround consultant is telling us.
I think what you're referencing is, and I think I can address this. These loans are based, and there's no like double talk here. These loans are based on cash flow, and it sounds like what your bank has is they have what's called a blanket lien on your business, where they have all assets, everything down to the water and the pipes. It's a UCC filing where they
Correct.
basically know everything. And before I kind of go into this, you mentioned 200, 250. Is this just to address a short-term need, just kind of keep things going when in a difficult environment? Or is this something you'd think you'd do on a recurring basis?
Right now, it would be to address some short-term needs because, as all this has transpired, a lot of our vendors has put us on cash advance. So we need to get materials in the door to make the product, to get it out the door, to get money in the door. It's a big revolving cycle.
Okay. So I can kind of address your needs and kind of walk through it. So your bank has what's called, and I'm not a lawyer by any stretch of the imagination, but your bank most likely has what I used to be on the sales side and still am a bit, what most of my customers have, which is a blanket lien on their business with a line of credit. It's called a
Sure.
first position. It's very standard. To fund your loan, we do not require subordination by your bank. So we don't send any documents to your bank for them to subordinate and say, hey, look, we're releasing this. We're releasing this. We're inherently with a bank loan as a first position, something we understand, where we're going behind them, and we file UCC typically to protect our interest because sometimes customers will get one loan from us, then one loan from someone else, then one loan from someone else, then one loan from someone else, And they could get, you know, a tremendous amount of loans, and it's basically to protect our interest. But I just want to be clear, to fund your loan, we don't require your bank to file any paperwork. We're just putting a UCC on the business on top of theirs. So typically, we're not asking them to subordinate anything. I think maybe someone, I'm sorry?
Maybe, and maybe our turnaround consultant told me that. I don't.
No, there are a lot of companies where what they'll do is they sometimes make it difficult on their customers, and they say, hey, look, in this environment, it sometimes comes down to experience, and no bank, especially if you're on a default with them or some type of financial covenant, good luck getting them to sign anything. I mean, the last thing that I think, you know, and there's a huge bureaucracy at local banks, and so we're not going to get into an email war with these banks and say, hey, do this, because why would they care? And I don't know anything about your bank, but I have had customers that come to this situation. So what we offer is additional funding. Yes, there is a UCC filing place, but there is no blanket lien placed on the business. There is no subordination of your blanket lien for you to get funding. Regarding terms, I can just kind of tell you about some of the things that we could offer you. And if they work, great. If not, they don't. So just so you know a little about Bank of Cardiff, we're a lender and a syndicator. We fund our own money. We also work with other lenders. So without running your credit all over town, we want to give you some options that are simple, easy to understand, in plain English, and ultimately should make a positive impact on your business. The problem that I have is I've got about 2 or 3 approvals here, and I'm not sure which one Nick discussed with you. Can you let me know what he mentioned to you?
I kind of don't have it on the top of my head. Can you tell me what you have in front of you?
Well, I've got one for $250, one for $300. You've got an offer from Swift. So you've got all these different offers. And I would kind of give you, based on what I see as the best deal for you, and then work backwards. The way we work is we give you the longest term available, and you can work backwards and set your rate. But I want to tell you what I would think based on kind of my experience. You've got one approval here that's for $300,000. It's over 15 months. You know, the good thing about this product is it's 300 grand. It requires quite a bit of paperwork for you to fund that loan. So you're going to have to get us a profit loss, a merchant interview, trade references, a lot of stuff, because you're talking about $300,000 of cash. Now, you've never done one of these loans before, I assume, correct?
No, I've always just worked directly with the bank.
Okay. And this is an alternative to when your bank hits your limit. So the best approval that I see for you, and this is my opinion, is what happens oftentimes is a customer will borrow one of these loans from us or any other company, and then they'll come back before their term's up and they'll need more money. So to give you an example, someone will borrow $250 or $300. It's a year and a half term. And then within, let's still use that year term, they'll come in after 6 months and they'll say, hey, look, I need to borrow more money. And the lender will say, well, great, you can borrow more money because you have a good payment history. You borrowed, say, $250 or you borrowed $300, and your payback over a year, I'm just throwing a number out there, is $370. So since you paid us halfway, you've paid us $185, you owe $185 less. You're not getting a principal and interest separation, you're just getting a sum of payments. And so what they'll do is they'll take that $185, they'll throw it onto the next loan. But in a sense, there's a danger here because it's really refinancing interest. They can get out of control. So my suggestion is this, and oftentimes people try to get into like these pricing wars without really understanding the customer. The best approval for you is we have an approval for you that's $250,000 over 18 months. It's a lot of money. It doesn't require any stipulations. So you're not jumping through any hoops. Your loan can be in your account literally in, you know, within 24 hours. The only thing is, it looks like everything's cleared. I can double check on that. You have the option of a weekly or daily payment. The reason I would suggest this loan is it's a little more expensive than other loans up front, but it comes with interest forgiveness on renewals, and that's in writing. So what that basically means is if you're going to apply for more money, which you can do at about the 45% to 50% payment terms, so if you do an 18-month loan, that's about 8.5-9 months. If you qualify, and generally, how do customers qualify? They haven't destroyed their credit and they're paying us on time, you can get another loan from us. But most importantly, we waive all the remaining interest that's due on your note. So you don't get into this issue of rollover. You don't get into this, hey, it's cheap up front, but I'm going to roll over all this interest. Because that's how a lot of the companies in our industry, quite frankly, make their living. So our product actually, even though we, our product is a little different in that it's not a cycle of interest. It's not prepaying all these terms. It's very spelled out. It's spelled out correctly. Hey, if you've got 180 left to us and 20 is interest and 165 is principal, the only amount, if you do a renewal with us, you're going to pay off is the 165. So you're not going to cycle that interest. And I think that's more advantageous for customers in today's day and age.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to kind of
your paperwork.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't say anything unless it's in paperwork.
I'm just asking.
No, we know that a lot of customers. I'm sure you get a lot of calls where people are just throwing numbers at you right now.
Well, yeah, and like for example, I think it was the Swift Capital guy. He was the first person I contacted. It's the person that, you know, pounced on my email. He had something where it would be like a, almost like a line. But then when we got all this documentation, they wanted us to pledge receivables or something like that, and that wasn't going to work.
I think, and you know, I think sometimes
maybe that's where I'm getting confused.
So the document you'll sign, there's no like, and I've been with our firm for 9 years, so I can speak to you with parity in the way that I would want to be spoken to. I want just someone to tell me the skinny. So a lot, you know, I've dealt with clients and they're like, well, my attorney's saying to do this. I say, well, yeah, go get the money from your attorney then. You know, go get the money from your business consultant. Everyone wants to give advice, but no one wants to lend money. It's a very interesting thing. You ask people for their opinion, you'll get $1,000. You ask someone for a dollar, no one will pick up their phone. So I think what this product, the way it works is, when you talk about this amount of money, everyone's going to put what's called a UCC filing on your business. And what that means is they're going to put a blanket lien on your business to protect their interests. Can you get approvals without UCCs? Yes, you can. There are certain companies that do them. I will tell you that they always do like a rollover interest, or more importantly, usually the cap is 50 to 100K. And sometimes people can put in writing that, hey, you're going to have no UCC filed. But then when it actually comes down to it, there can be a UCC filed. And so dancing around that issue and trying to get you, I don't think $50,000 or $100,000 really does anything for your business. I hope that's correct. Yeah, that's a Band-Aid solution. It just doesn't work. So piecing, you know, 15 things together to make a car doesn't work. You just need a car. You know, you need to put all the parts together. And same with loans. You don't want to put 10 loans together to get one goal accomplished. You should expect a UCC filing, but unless there's some huge issue with your bank, we're definitely going to be in second position if they already have a first. So, quote unquote, you are saying, hey, look, and I can send you documents. You can review them. I'm more than happy to send you documents. I'm happy to send you a payment schedule and detail everything in writing. So you can say, hey, look, does this work for my business? But I've never had personally, I can't say it couldn't happen to you, but I funded thousands of these loans and I never had a customer that came to me and said, hey, look, you know, I need something from my bank. Because we're already, if your bank's already there in the first position, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that are very, like, they want you to notarize documents and do things like that, which is a little scary, which I think is, I don't know if you were offered that or not.
If I was offered about document notary?
Well, no, sometimes I've seen some of the documents in our industry, and they're highly invasive, so they really focus on this pledging of collateral, and they ask for notarized documents verifying that, and it makes customers oftentimes quite uncomfortable. You know, anyone in this business should understand that since this is a revenue-based product, the cash flow. Yes, you'll have a UCC base on your business, but that inherently, in my opinion, goes to the second position because you already have a loan place on your business. I wouldn't, unless your bank doesn't have a UCC filing. Do you know if they have a UCC filing?
They do.
Okay, so I think it's one and the same. I mean, what I'd like to do is, if I can go over terms with you, and if this idea works, I can send you out a contract just for you to review, and if you like it, great. I mean, at least you have something in writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want me to send you over documents so you can review them?
Yes, I definitely need to review them.
Okay, and do you want weekly or daily?
Weekly would fit into our cash flow model better.
Okay. And let me just make sure I've got the correct numbers. All right. full 250 or what amount?
We can say the full 250.
Okay. Do you know what Nick offered you in terms of the payback, if this is the loan he discussed or no? Because I just don't have all the data in front of me.
I don't have the data in front of me either.
Okay. So
I don't know.
Give me a couple hours. I've got Carney at lecomposites.com.
That's correct.
All right. Well, let me at least shoot you an email, go over the terms, and if they work, fantastic. At least you got some data. Will that work for you?
That'd be great.
All right. I'll follow with you a little later today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.